Chief Tim Harris, the Regional Fire Chief and Chief of the Fire Department here in Peace River. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Chief Harris, it's Fire Prevention Week this week. Comments on the fact that we need to be prepared.
That's right. October the 3rd to the 9th is Fire Prevention Week this year. And each year there's usually a theme to Fire Prevention Week. And this year the theme is Learn the Sounds of Fire Safety. And what this referring to is everybody has smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms in their homes. And they make different sounds. Sometimes it's a beeping sound, sometimes it's just a short chirp. And it's important for homeowners to understand the difference between the sounds and what those sounds mean. So for smoke alarms, the continued set of three loud beeps usually means there is a fire. The smoke has activated the smoke alarm and there's potentially fire present in the home and the occupants need to get out and call the fire department and stay out. Sometimes we get calls for smoke alarms that are making a noise and often it's just a little chirp every 30 to 60 seconds. And what that usually means is that the battery is actually low and needs to be changed. Sometimes when people change the batteries in their smoke alarms, they still give a chirping sound. And that actually means that the smoke alarm has reached its end of life. Smoke alarms that are made these days are quite intelligent in a way, and they know how long they've been in service. And many people don't know that smoke alarms need to be replaced every 10 years. They're only good for 10 years. So when those different chirping sounds, it indicates that either the smoke alarm needs to be replaced or the battery needs to be changed.
Even for, well, I've got a house in Slave Lake who's got a smoke alarm like wired into his house. Is that different or the same way that we need to approach the life of those?
Yeah, so for many years, since actually in the 70s, it was mandated that smoke alarms are hardwired into the electrical circuits of the house. But even though they do have a battery backup in case there's a power outage, because often a fire, you know, could start because an electrical issue which cuts the power, and then if there's no power to the smoke alarms, then they wouldn't be working. So every smoke alarm is required to have a battery backup. Mm-hmm. So the beeping or the chirping sound does mean that the battery needs to be replaced. Some of the modern smoke alarms actually have coming now with the lithium-ion batteries, which actually have a 10-year shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
So these are especially useful for smoke alarms that are, say, on a very high ceiling, where it's not as easy to get to it to change it, or change the battery. It's an advantage to have one that doesn't need anything changed for 10 years.
When it comes to events like Fire Prevention Week, especially when the weather cools down, as it were, it makes everybody very aware that they have to, I guess, sort of be prepared for it. When it comes to being prepared and when it comes to learning new things or learning things that may not be thought of on a consistent basis, who do you think learns more, the kids or the parents?
Usually, interesting question. We often, sort of pre-COVID times, and we hope to get back to this, when we do visits to the schools, and I talk about smoke alarms and ask the kids, you know, do you have these smoke alarms in your homes? And if they say, no, we don't, then I kind of say, well, I need to talk to your parents because they are required to have them. But when I talk to the kids about you need to test your smoke alarms, you need to change the batteries, they absorb that information and they go home and I hear it back from the parents and from the teachers is that, you know, as soon as that kid gets home, they go running to their parents and the kids really trust the firefighters, and they say the firefighters said we need to do this, so they won't stop until the parents have checked their smoke alarm. So that we can actually get the message out to the parents through the children in a lot of cases.
And other things that are certainly brought forward, and I'm thinking this is the kids as well, although parents maybe tune into it as well, is just in case the unforeseen does happen, do you have a plan in place? The question is, do people have plans in place, or is it like, oh, I can, yeah, it may not work?
Yeah, no, that's a very good point, because and smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms are the first stage in that fire safety, in that they alert you to the issue, whether it's a carbon monoxide leak or a fire. The second part is getting out of the house safely. Where is the family going to meet? Who do you call? Those kind of things. So it is very important, and the previous Fire Prevention Week themes have been based on this, and having an escape plan, a family or a home escape plan as to what to do when the smoke alarm does go off. Because often they go off in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping, and that's the main purpose of them, to make the loud noise, is to wake people up. But sometimes people are a little disorientated when they've been woken out of a deep sleep, especially if your smoke alarm is going off in the middle of the night and you're not sure what's going on. That's when you need to kind of have that family plan of how you're going to get out of the house, having two ways out of every room, and getting out of the house and meeting up at a certain point, so that the parents or maybe the babysitter, whoever's looking after the children, they can account for the children right away. If some of the family members go to one house, one neighbor, and some others go to another, then they're going to think that people are still in the house. So mm-hmm. when the fire department does show up, we get the call. The first thing we will be asking is, you know, is anybody still in the house? That's very important to have everybody accounted for, and that's all part of that emergency planning, escape planning, that it's important for people to do.
I know there are usually events going on within Fire Prevention Week, Chief. With the COVID times, we're not sure if there is any events going on. Are there events going on as far as Fire Prevention Week?
So you're right. Usually we'd like to have an open house at the fire hall where people come down. We usually do a pancake breakfast and usually, you know, free food that brings people down. And we demonstrate all our trucks and our apparatus and our equipment, and we usually have some demonstrations of us extricating people from vehicles. We have sort of fire safety demonstrations, fire extinguisher training, and lots of, you know, information on the education side. We're not doing one this year. We didn't do one last year, just for those sort of restrictions of people being together, unfortunately. And again, as I said earlier, we often go into the schools and do presentations, but we're restricting that again this year. So we are just doing a bit more. We've got some messaging going out over the radio, our social media platforms, that kind of thing. So unfortunately this year it's a little restricted, but we hopefully next year, another year, hopefully we can get back to doing some open houses. And I think the public usually attends those well, and they're a lot of fun to put on. So.
And I'm guessing here, and you can elaborate on it if you wish, please. I guess the biggest thing is that we have a safe, quiet, and a prepared winter, I guess, is what I'm looking for, especially from a fire services point of view, correct?
Yeah, and this time of year is a good time to sort of review those things. People's furnaces are kicking in more now, so it's a good time to maybe get those checked that they're working properly. There's no leaks of the gas or of the carbon monoxide from the combustion unit. They often say, like, when the clocks change, when we fall back on our time, is to check the batteries or in the smoke alarms. It's a good idea to actually test smoke alarms every month rather than just this time of year. And usually most smoke alarms will have a test button, and that's a good way of also familiarizing yourself with the sounds they make. So it's a good idea to test the smoke alarms, make sure the batteries are working, get your fireplaces, if people have fireplaces, get those inspected, furnaces inspected, and get prepared for, as you say, a safe winter season.
Chief Tim Harris of the Peace River Fire Department, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.